The past couple of weeks, we have taken a break from our summer preaching series for two very good reasons: Mission Trip Sunday and Camp Sunday. But today we're getting back on track and returning to our journey through the book of Exodus. We have just two more stops to make on this journey before we get to Rally Sunday. I know it is hard to believe, but Rally Sunday is 2 weeks from today, which means in just a couple of weeks, Sunday school starts up again, youth group starts up again, Bible study classes start up again, board and committee meetings start up again, choir starts up again, O&A events start up again. The church calendar is filling up already. So maybe the timing of today's sermon is just right. Maybe it's good that before the busyness of the fall begins and the pace of life picks back up again, we pause to remember the importance of Sabbath. Now, if we rewind a couple of weeks, the last sermon in our summer series was on the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are the guidelines God gives the Israelites to help shape them into a community of faith, a community that both loves the Lord and each other. The first four commandments focus on the Israelites' relationship with God, and the last six focus on their relationships with each other. The commandments make it clear that those two things go hand in hand, that being faithful to God involves being part of a faithful community. Now, it's interesting to pay attention to the commandment that serves as the hinge between the section that is about God and the section that is about community. And that's the commandment to observe the Sabbath. There's something about the Sabbath that allows us to return to God and to each other. God returns to the topic of the Sabbath in today's reading, which comes 11 chapters after he gives the Ten Commandments. In all those chapters in between, there are lots and lots of instructions that focus on the building of the tabernacle and the fashioning of all the furnishings that will go inside of it. God offers a blueprint, really, for a movable sanctuary that will bring the Israelites together in community to worship the Lord. But after all these instructions that focus on work that needs to be done and things that need to be built and garments that need to be made, God reminds the Israelites that they are not defined by what they do. It's the Sabbath that makes them the people of God. So let's see what God has to say about this. In Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 17. The Lord said to Moses, "You yourself are to speak to the Israelites. You shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout the generations, given in order that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. Whoever does any work on it shall be cut off from among the people. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall be put to death. Therefore, the Israelites shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Our middle hymn today is My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. If you're here in the sanctuary, you will find that hymn in the hymnal, and if you're worshiping from home, the words will drop into the comments so that you can sing along with us. Please be seated. And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I want to invite you to do something with me. And I know that we have already done our gathering practice back at the beginning of the service, but I want you to breathe with me again. So take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. And do it again. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And keep taking those deep breaths as you listen to what Wayne Muller writes in his book, Sabbath. When we breathe, we do not stop inhaling because we have taken in all the oxygen we will ever need, but because we have all the oxygen we need for this one breath. Then we exhale, release carbon dioxide, and make room for more oxygen. Sabbath, like the breath, allows us to imagine we have done enough work for this day. Let the work of this day be sufficient. Now, I don't know about you, but there is something in me that struggles with Sabbath. I am a person who lives by her to-do lists. And as a pastor, I have come to understand that, quite honestly, the to-do lists will never come to an end. The work of the church will never be complete, just as the work of our lives will never be complete, at least not on this side of eternity. So how can we stop when there is still more to do? How can we stop when there is always more to do? And the pull of our culture is so hard to resist as well. A culture that teaches us that action and accomplishment are better than rest, that doing something, anything, is better than doing nothing. It can be hard to stop, hard to put away the to-do lists and the honey-do lists, hard to stop putting more into our schedules and onto our plates, hard to stop running errands and running ourselves ragged. It's hard to stop being busy. But being so busy is not good for us. It's telling that the Chinese symbol for busy is composed of two characters. One is heart, and the other is killing. Busyness, it kills our hearts. I recently came across a daily devotional from the United Church of Christ. It's an old one from quite a few years ago now, but I had saved it because of the story the author told about a friend of his named Brad. Brad was going up the elevator in his office building. Someone he didn't know well was in the elevator with him. The other guy greeted him and said something about how hard he had been working. And then the guy asked him, "Have you been busy?" Obviously expecting that they were going to bond over how hard they had both been working, but instead, Brad responded to the question of whether he had been busy with an honest answer. He said, "Not really." And the guy did not know what to say in return. The conversation came to a halt, and there was this awkward, embarrassing silence as they both just stared straight ahead at the elevator doors, hoping that they would get to one of their floors soon enough. The guy literally didn't know how to have a conversation if it wasn't based on busyness. And it seems that busyness has become a way of life for so many of us. I always thought being busy would end in retirement, but then I see how busy so many of you are in retirement, and I don't know what to make of that anymore. So often we get home from work and respond to the question, "How was your day?" with "busy." Or have you noticed even when people say to you, "How are you?" that we often respond with "busy." Our do more, work harder culture has taught us to equate our sense of well-being with the fullness of our schedules. So when we end up with some free time, we don't always know what to do with it. It's hard to stop and rest because it feels like we're doing something wrong. But busyness is not good for our hearts and our souls. It's not good for our relationship with God or our relationships with each other. We need Sabbath. We need to stop and breathe and rest so that our hearts can live, our souls can thrive, our faith can deepen, our community can flourish. Now, apparently, God realized we human beings would have trouble stopping and resting. So he made it a commandment. In the midst of the Ten Commandments, right between the commandments about worshiping God and the ones about forming community, God said, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." And then later in the reading we heard today, God doubled down on the Sabbath. God made keeping the Sabbath a sign of the covenant he was making with the Israelites. He made it so that they could not be faithful without observing the Sabbath. So when we start to think that our work is too important to ever take a break, that our lives are too busy to ever stop and rest, we need to ask ourselves, how can we be faithful without observing the Sabbath? Just as he reminded the Israelites, God reminds us that even in the midst of creating the whole world, God stopped to rest. Yet somehow we think our work is too important and our lives are too busy to ever take a break. There's an interesting aspect of the creation story that's worth paying attention to here. We think we know how the story goes, right? God creates the world in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, nothing happens. God just rests. But a closer reading of Genesis reveals that the seventh day, the Sabbath day, was not simply a day off. The Hebrew says, on the seventh day, God finished. On the seventh day, God finished the work he had been doing. God didn't just collapse in total exhaustion that day. The ancient rabbis actually teach that on the seventh day, God made one last thing to finish the work of creation. He made menucha, which means tranquility, serenity, peace, rest. He made rest in the deepest possible sense of that word, healing stillness. Until the Sabbath, creation was unfinished. It was only after the creation of Menucha, only with tranquility and rest, was the circle of creation complete. So on the seventh day, God created Menucha, deep Sabbath rest. And God blessed that day and made it holy. But how quickly God's creation forgot the rhythm of work and rest. In the very next book of the Bible, in Exodus, as we know, God made Sabbath a commandment. God had to make Sabbath a commandment because God knows how much we need it and how hard it is for us to do. God didn't make the Sabbath a commandment because God is some type of cranky schoolmaster who is ready to crack our knuckles with a ruler when we forget. The Sabbath commandment comes from a kind, wise teacher who does not want to see us suffer, who does not want to see us kill our hearts with busyness. So God says, "Let me make it easy for you, because I know you will think your work is too important. I know you will think your lives are too busy. But keeping up this pace and doing all of these things won't in the end make you happy. So I'm going to make you stop. I'm going to make you rest. I'm going to make you breathe. I'm going to give you this practice that can heal your heart and restore your soul and deepen your faith and give you the opportunity to reconnect with one another in deeply meaningful ways. Receive this commandment, dear ones, as the gift God intends it to be." So let us unwrap the gift of Sabbath again. It might feel like this gift has arrived too late because summer is coming to an end and fall is right around the corner and everything is going to get so busy so soon. But maybe this is exactly the right time to remember that we are people of faith. And God does not measure our faithfulness by how much we do, but by who we are. So stop, and breathe in, and breathe out, and remember that you belong to God, and we belong to each other, and remember that rest, Sabbath rest, is a clear commandment, yes, and also an incredibly gracious gift from our God. Amen. Our closing hymn today reminds us of why we need these moments to breathe and rest so that we can come to see the world again as God sees it. So our closing hymn today is "Open My Eyes That I May See." If you are here in the sanctuary, you'll find it in the hymnal. If you're worshiping from home, the words will drop into the comments.